Joining us on the phone to take a look at the markets is Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing. He is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave. And first of all, congratulations on a great meeting yesterday. Very informative, a very good crowd, and it was good to see everybody.
Well, thank you for those kind words, Bill. And those people who are going to get the information on the web, we'll have it up by the end of the week. So just keep checking back. I'm starting to work on it today. this marketplace and these reports this morning, I really, really looked hard to try to find something bearish, and I couldn't find anything.
Well, I think on the corn side of things, basically on the U.S. corn, they dropped the exports, which was kind of expected, and they dropped our production just a little bit, 20 million bushels or so, and we ended up, you know, raising our carryout by about 80 million. Pretty much what the trade had expected there. But I guess if I'm looking on the corn side, the thing that's kind of bearish to me here is the fact that the Argentina corn was increased by 4 million metric tons and the South African corn 2 million on production, and that led us to about a 6 million metric ton increase in carryout. That's a pretty big number from a month-to-month basis this time of the year.
And world course grains ending stocks went up by 3.2%, I think, if you added it all up, something like that. In the soybeans, what did you see in the report there?
Really, not anything real big on the bean side. They did increase our exports, and they did increase our crush. So our ending stocks in the U.S. dropped by about 20 million, which was again right about in line with what the trade was expecting. Really, no huge increases on the world side of things. As far as they did, I think, increase the Brazilian crop by a million metric tons, and that pretty much went into the carryout. So I think pretty much in line, a little bit of a drop on the production, you know, from last year, a couple million bushel. Probably beans would be a little bit to the friendly side if it wasn't that they're calling corn lower here, I think.
Thank you very much, Bill.
Okay.
That's Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing, and he is in –